Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now it's time for our monthly roundup of all things cultural and entertainment, and I'm joined in the studio by Aoife Barry, Assistant News Editor with thejournal.ie. Brian Redden is here too, producer and director with Darragh Films. You're both very welcome. Thank you for coming in. We're going to start with a bit of Aretha. Let's have a listen.
Aretha, you do talk, don't you? Not just sing.
I like you to call me Miss Franklin. You have to disturb the peace when you can't get no peace. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Well, I'm sold. I'm sold listening to that.
That's great. Yep,
Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin in this new biopic.
Yeah. And it was kind of a part she was born to play. She's definitely the best thing in it. So this opens in cinemas today. I've seen it already. And it's basically the life story of the great Aretha Franklin. It's an interesting film because Aretha Franklin herself was involved as an executive producer on the movie up until the time she died. So it's... You know, it's kind of a tame version of her life, because her life, like that woman, it was fascinating, her life. And like the barriers she broke down and how she was involved in the civil rights movement and all the trauma she had to go through. And I hadn't realised a lot of this. Like Aretha Franklin, like, she was born and raised in Detroit, and she started off as a gospel singer and then eventually got into soul. But she had her first kid when she was 12 years of age. She had her second kid when she was 14 years of age. She ended up having four boys, but she was, you know, had two kids by the age of 14. So she, you know, she had a really difficult upbringing. And the film deals with those kind of issues, but kind of glosses over them a wee bit because they didn't want to dwell on them. And she, later on in life, she battled with both drink and with drugs and an abusive relationship. And that's all kind of touched on. But what it is really a story about a woman trying to find her voice. So she was a gospel singer. She wasn't doing very well in the gospel world. And then she got into soul and became the Queen of Soul. And Jennifer Hudson plays Aretha in it. Her father, who was a very important figure in her life and a guiding force in her career, is played by Forest Whitaker. And it's really good. It's got great music in it. What you heard there at the start of that was Jennifer Hudson singing Respect. She doesn't quite sound like Aretha, but she's not trying to sound like Aretha. It's not an impersonation.
You couldn't, anyway.
No, I mean, you couldn't. Impossible. You couldn't, you know, because she's such a unique voice.
But it is sometimes a problem with biopics, isn't it? It zips through somebody's life and you don't get the depth. But I did read somewhere over the last couple of days that her performance is likely to be Oscar worthy.
Yeah, it's like, you're right. It's like the Wikipedia version of her life.
That's
you know,
what you get.
That's
what
you get. And, you know, it's less than 2 hours, so that's all you're really only ever going to get. But if she isn't nominated for an Oscar for this, I would be really, really surprised.
Okay, so that's Respect out now, and you're saying go see.
Yeah, it's really good.
So Aoife, our RTE's highly anticipated, heavily promoted new crime drama, Kin, starts this Sunday. Everybody knows that it's on at this stage because we've seen so much about it. Have you had a sneak preview?
I haven't had a sneak preview. If anybody wants to send me one, or ever anybody in RTE listening with power, please do send it my way. I'm really intrigued in this because the Americans have got a bit of a sneak look at this because it's been shown in America, started in America recently, but we're getting it here on the 12th of August. We all do love...
September. It's
September. Yeah. I'm a month behind because the pandemic has ruined my brain. Sorry. The 12th of September.
Everybody's brain.
I'm sure all my notes probably say August the whole way through this. But yeah, we are talking about September. It's an 8-part crime saga, and it stars Aidan Gillen, Ciarán Hinds, I mean, amazing names in this, Claire Dunn, Maria Doyle Kennedy. It's about a fictional Dublin crime family. Like, we all love an Irish crime series. They're called the Kinsellas, and they basically go to war after a member of their clan is killed. Now, there is a trailer that you can watch of it, and Ciarán Hinds is in it, and Aidan Gillen is there too, and you really get like the menacing Ciarán Hinds. He's such an amazing actor. He's somebody you wouldn't want to cross in this show. Aidan Gillen kind of, you know, has the hint, I suppose, of John Boy, the gang boss, and Love Hate as well. People are definitely going to go for the comparison there. And he's also the sibling of Maria Doyle Kennedy's character. That goes all the way back to when they starred in Queer as Folk together over 20 years ago. So there's a lot of nice connections there too. You know, it's from people who've seen it, it's about loss. It's about family connections. Kin, obviously, is the name of it. It's about, I suppose, the ties that bind, and also a lot about crime. So we know it was filmed as well during the pandemic. So it's good to see shows coming out now that were filmed during such a bizarre time for
culture. Any indication as to how it's been received in America?
Yeah, so far people have been praising it. Particularly they've been praising Claire Dunne, which is great because she would have been one, I suppose, of the lesser known people in the cast. But her name is really coming up.
Fantastic.
She's got a film coming out called Herself as well this weekend, which hopefully I'll get to chat about. So people have been very open to it. I think there have been the comparisons to Love Hate, even some comparing it to The Sopranos, which I think you're always going to get with an ensemble, big family gangland comedy. So I'm really intrigued about how the story is going to evolve over those eight parts. And will we get a second series too? I suppose we'll see.
So 9:30 on Sunday night on RT1.
Yeah.
Now, Paul McCartney has sat down for this big, long interview, one-on-one, McCartney 321, it's called. This is on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus. It's really good. So basically, McCartney has sat down with Rick Rubin. So Rick Rubin is this legendary American music producer. He started off with kind of hip-hop and rap, and he was involved with the Beastie Boys and LL Cool J and people like that. But then later on in his career, he kind of reinvented a lot of musicians, like Johnny Cash particularly. So you remember those recordings, Johnny Cash American recordings, where he did all these cover versions of songs. So Rick Rubin did them. So Rick Rubin's kind of a really interesting guy. So he sits down with Paul McCartney over a series of interviews, and it's just the two of them in a studio. It's very simply done. It's the two of them in a studio around some sound equipment, listening back on the songs that Paul McCartney wrote. The songs they wrote with the Beatles, the songs they wrote with Wings, and the songs they wrote as a solo performer. And they basically break the songs down and talk about what he was going through when he wrote them, you know, some of the instruments on them, like what's he playing there? What's that guy playing? What's he doing? So it's kind of a bit nerdy in some ways for musicians, but it's actually really fascinating. It's really fascinating to hear McCartney break down, particularly the Beatles songs. When he breaks down these really iconic Beatles songs and tells you, well, this was about this person, and the reason we wrote this was, and if you listen to the studio, you can hear John's laughing in the background there, and Ringo's after missing a beat there. So it's really intricate stuff, you know, but absolutely fascinating.
Well, we have a clip, and here's Paul McCartney and Rick Rubin going through some of those old tapes.
We were writing songs that were memorable because we had to remember them.
How did this happen?
It was a question of me, John, or George becoming the bass player. The two of them said, well, I'm not doing it. I brought in the chords, and then George Martin said, it'd be nice if we could have a little intro. And Harrison just went, do, 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 do. Yeah. It was good, you know.
What you got now?
I got this one.
The sea in the sky with diamonds.
This is why we don't go into tapes.
It's beautiful.
Gosh, it's easy if you know how.
Yeah.
McCartney 321 on Disney Plus. That sounds great as well. And you mentioned Aoife Claire Dunne and this movie that she's co-written and plays the lead in. This is Herself.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming out in cinemas on the 10th of September. And Claire Dunne's
Which is today.
Listen, one day I'll get my head around what day and year it is. But, you know, my mind is back in, I'd say, February 2020. But I have seen this film and it's really lovely. Claire Dunne, like you said, where we said there, is Irish actress. She co-wrote this film. She came up with this idea inspired by a lot of real life things, and you'll know from the plot of it, which is about a woman who is trying to find a home of her own, comes up with a way of doing it, that it is a very topical film. Obviously, the other week we had the government coming out with the Housing for All plan. There's a lot of talk about kind of post-Celtic Tiger housing issues in Ireland that are still dragging on. So this is a really good time, I think, for this film to come out. Originally, of course, supposed to come out before the pandemic or thereabouts. But she plays the single mother. She initially was supposed to play the sister, but removed that character and rightfully went into the main role herself. Two beautiful young daughters that she has that are great, great actresses. And it's all about like trying to find her place in the world, trying to find who she is, trying to find safety through this home and gathering a community around you. Felida Lloyd is the director. She did Mamma Mia and The Iron Lady, a massive theatre director. And they were very good friends and made this together. And it's a lovely, it's a very sweet film. It does have the kind of social realism aspect to it. Has a lot about housing issues and just about how friends and community come together, and it's very uplifting, I think, as a film. But it'll get a lot of people thinking about thinking
so
out
an
the box.
Important movie from Claire Dunne, who seems to be the next big thing.
Yeah, keep an eye on what Claire Dunne's doing.
Absolutely. Now, we're looking ahead to October, Brian, because you wanted to mention this Netflix remake called The Guilty.
Yeah, it's really good. We were just talking about this outside. We've both seen this, the original film, which came out in 2018. It was a Danish film called The Guilty. And the film is basically about an operator who gets a call in. He's a 9/11 operator, gets a call in, and the person who's calling in has been abducted, and he tries to figure out what's going on. So that was the original was all shot in one, more or less in one room. It's all a guy on a telephone. So Jake Gyllenhaal bought the rights to it and remade it, an American version of it. And he plays the 911 operator. He gets a call in from a woman. The voice of the woman is played by Riley Keough, who's Elvis's granddaughter, actually, by the way. Riley Keough, great actress. Yeah. So, and it becomes very clear very quickly that she's been abducted. So he has to try and figure out who her kidnapper is, where she's been abducted, and he has to try and save her. Now, I've only seen trailers for this, so it's not clear if it all takes place within the one room or if they actually go outside that room. But there's some really big names in it, like Ethan Hawke is in it and Bill Burr is in it and some of the really interesting actors, but they may be just using their voices, you know. And it's directed by Antoine Fuqua, who's got the coolest name of any director you've ever heard. He directed Training Day, and he also had worked with Jake Gyllenhaal before in a boxing movie called Southpaw, but he's really good at doing thrillers. And if you look at the trailer of this online, it moves really fast. Like, it's very, very heavily edited.
Hopes. Sometimes these remakes don't work, but it sounds like you've high hopes for this.
I mean, it's a great cast, it's a great director, and it's a great premise. So they'd have to go a long way to make a mess of it, you know?
All right. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're going to have to leave it there, but we'll put your full list of what to watch up online, and people can check them out on rte.ie/today. Aoife Barry and Brian Redden, thank you both very much.
Thanks
indeed.
So much.
The Gathering is coming up next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.